Now, throughout the program, we've been looking back on the assassination of President John F. Kennedy 50 years ago today. Kennedy would be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. A horse-drawn caisson brought his coffin there. As the president was laid to rest, a bugler, Army Sergeant Keith Clark, had an awesome responsibility, delivering a note of finality with the playing of taps. It's something he had done perfectly hundreds of times. But on the sixth note, the instrument itself seemed to choke up. It was a mistake that to many captured the solemn moment. Historian James Swanson recently told the Washington Post, it was the perfect ending to 4 days of national mourning. As he put it, it's like the bugle was weeping. The bugler, Keith Clark, said that quivering note came from the enormous pressure he felt as he helped the nation say goodbye to a fallen leader.